Hi, this is Dawn Shireen, and this is my podcast, Dancing with Bipolar. Well, it's a blustery Sunday now afternoon here in Lakeside, Arizona. The wind is nuts today, and I guess it's, you know, the wind, there's a fire danger hazard, and the pollen are definitely preventative to going outside and doing anything. So, as much as it saddens me to say, no, it doesn't actually, but, like, the dog is probably just gonna have to deal with it today, because I'm not, first of all, okay, so, there's a bunch of stuff we're gonna talk about here, but first of all, let me just, like, say to you how blustery it is. So, I have a kind of a newish neighbor across the street, and he's been, like, collecting wood and stuff to, I don't know what he's building, but, anyway, I heard this big crash, I don't know, about 25 minutes ago, and I look outside, and there are literally, like, 2x4s flying by in the wind, and it's like, holy shit. So, yeah, considering that, like, the way that Doc's been on my mind, we'll talk about that too, but the way that Pina and I have, where we walk, is a campground with trees that are hundreds of feet tall, and, you know, the last thing we really need to do is, I mean, I want to go out with a bang, but I don't want to go out with a tree limb eviscerating me. So, you know, there's, like, cause for concern about actually going outside today, beside the fact that, you know, my becoming a snot fest is not, like, really one of the things that I look forward to. So, it's not real sexy to be a snot fest. so, anyway, so let me get some stuff done here. Let me, say, hey, Czech Republic, thank you. Nigeria, thank you. There's been a couple other countries here and there, but, I was actually really happy to see Nigeria, because I have a lot of Facebook friends from Nigeria, which I know, okay, so we say friends, I don't really message you guys as much as y'all message me and stuff, because I'm busy, but don't think that I don't keep track of what is going on with all y'all. So, I know about the problems in Lagos, and I've been keeping up with some of the military stuff and all, and, we're not gonna make this a political post right now, but, I do appreciate my fellow travelers in Nigeria giving me a listen and ranking me on Apple. So, thank you, and hello to all y'all. Hey, I can't even pronounce half you guys' names. You have, like, so many vowels in your names, and I'm not making fun of you at all. I'm just saying, like, wow, you know, you guys' names are very, elegant, I think is a good word to put it. Yeah, they're not common. So anyway, hi to all y'all in Nigeria. I appreciate it. And, Czech Republic, thank you. I'm not exactly sure who my listeners are there, but I appreciate you all as much. Okay, so gift holiday season is coming up, Father's Day is coming up, and Boardwalk, BOREDWALK, might have the snarky and sarcastic purchasing that you may need to make Dad happy this year. They have interesting journals, t-shirts, as far as I know, they might even have some pretty funky ties if Dad is going into the office, which, let me think about that for a minute, maybe. And, anyway, their stuff is just really cool. Use code DANCINGWITHBIPOLAR. You'll probably get some kind of a discount on that. And if not, I'll get credited something for it. So anyway, I don't know. Right? No, their stuff is cool. And, they have some t-shirts that definitely take a different twist on having a mental health diagnosis. And if you can take the joke, buy the shirt and wear it, you know, and, you know, give people their own head trip on it. You know what you've got, and you know how you handle it, and if you're real about it, you know sometimes this bipolar disorder thing can really put you in some hilarious situations and circumstances, and it's not all sucky, okay? It is, has its moments, weeks, days, months, but it's not always sucky, and you know that, and you know sometimes shit is so funny in your bipolar mind that other people are not comprehending it because they are just not in tune enough to get it. Go check out Boardwalk. I think you'll be pleasantly surprised, and again, use code DANCINGWITHBIPOLAR in the promotion or code area or whatever, and you might be surprised. Let me know. Okay, and let me see, what else do I want to talk about? All right, so As y'all know, I've been kind of, like, off, I guess is a good way to put it. Like, pretty much the whole month of April. I mean, it started with the stimulus, and I kind of hyper-focused, I will say that, but it was important for me to get an answer. Not just for myself, but for other people, and I mean, I did everything I could, and we got an answer, and hopefully by now, everybody that was in that pay group and everybody else has gotten their third stimulus. In the United States alone, I know we spoiled Americans who get paid to stay at home and do nothing. Yeah, I mean, like I said, I don't want to get into the politics of COVID and how... I don't want to get into the politics of COVID. I'm just saying. Okay, so everybody should have got their stimulus. Anyway, I had put all that time and effort in trying to get an answer, and I wasn't quite realizing. And then, oh, okay, so I'm sorry, guys. I'm, like, a little distracted. I might be a little bit manic, and I don't know, really. I've been, like, mixed episode mania crazy girl lately, so there's probably something to that. But, all right, so... there's that. And then there's the whole listenable deal, which I wasn't really gonna get into because I don't really want to get sued. I'm just gonna leave it to say that I am believing there was a conflict of interest bigger than a sound problem, considering that I had bought a new mic and the sound was actually pretty flippin' fantastic. It wasn't edited, and somewhere along the line, I remember in an email being said that it was okay that their sound people could edit it, and something snafu'd, and I don't know what. So, I'm still a little questionable about how legit the company is. I actually did send a video to them, showing them me flipping through my notes with the name Thriving with Bipolar and my name very prominent in the tape, and the day after I sent that, they canceled my course. Maybe I'm paranoid. I'm not sure. But that's what happened in my perspective. Okay, now, I'm just gonna leave it at that. You guys get the course for free, and in hindsight, I don't know what I was thinking anyway, because I never wanted to profit off of bipolar disorder. We all go through enough already without somebody, you know, trying to take your money from you for information that is readily available if you know where to look, or how to look, or have the time to look, or care to look. You know, and them offering me the course gave me the opportunity to delve into... you know, bipolar a lot more than I had, just accepting the fact that I had bipolar disorder, but not really doing a whole lot of research on it, you know, for recent developments or anything like that, you know, and just kind of going along with what my doctors say in my own thing. And, you know, I mean, I do read articles and I'm part of a lot of stuff and everything, and I do keep up with most of everything. However, there were some new studies that I came upon that were very, very recent when I was doing my research for my course, Thriving with Bipolar. And there's some good info in there. It goes over 3 podcasts. It would have been a 15 course, and I don't know what they would have charged. And, you know, there's a whole lot of stuff about that deal that I don't know about. And I don't know that I jumped in. I guess I was flattered by it. However, the fact that it came through my spam file, always in the back of my mind, I was a little bit like, yep, they're going to rip me off. They're going to steal this. They're going to do something. Something's not right. And I may be right and I may be wrong, and I don't know. Either way, the course is out there now, readily available and free for everybody that can access the podcast. So, yay for all of us, because I would much rather have it be free and accessible and help somebody than have it be behind a paywall that might not even be international, and half y'all, freaking more like 3/4 of y'all, would never have any ability to access it anyway. So there's that, okay? But it's been bugging me a little bit, okay? Because I hate feeling like I've been played, and I hate feeling like I've been played. And even though the benefit of it came out to the good for all of us, I hate feeling like I wasn't smart enough to pick up a ripoff. So, and again, I'm not saying it is, and I'm not saying it isn't. I'm just saying I'm not sure. And if, from what I've learned from that experience with that company, which I'm not going to name anymore, and we're just going to leave it at that, is you should follow your instincts always. My first instinct was delete the email. And then I read it, and then I got an ego, and then I was like, ooh, I can do this, and I did do it, and then it snafu'd anyway. But if I had never had the opportunity, it never would have happened. So it's a good thing. Ultimately, it's a good thing, and it's out there for free, and access it, share it, blast the hell out of it, help your friends, put it on in the background if you don't know how to approach somebody with something, but it's there for you guys. And I'm also considering, really highly considering, a way like Facebook and other social media is kind of becoming really iffy at best regarding censorship and what is and isn't okay, and following and losing friends and all this and all that, of really starting to use the dancingwithbipolar.com website a whole lot more for a whole lot of everything. The podcast will stay on Anchor. I'm not switching any of that hosts and all that stuff. Anchor's been good to me, and I'm happy with them, and I'm not going to switch. But I might start doing like some video chat stuff and a whole lot more going on with the website. I pay for it. I might as well use it. And that way you guys will know where to find me at all times. It's like, instead of trying to find me on Facebook, where I may or may not be banned, or like Instagram and Twitter, which I keep up on, but you know, not as much as I should or could. But the social media thing is kind of a pain in the ass too, because once you get a little bit of a name or whatever, the amount of like bogus people that come out of the woodwork and just like harass me in a way, it's just a pain in the ass, you know, and I have no control over that. On my website, you know, it's different. But I still want to maybe at some point in time do a Zoom call or something and put the information up on the website and have it there, and have like a Zoom room and maybe meet some of y'all, like, you know, face-to-face video style, and actually get to say thank you in person to you all for supporting me through these 2 years and all this stuff that's going on, you know, because you guys are the show. I am just Dawn Shereen. It's like, I'm just like the mediator, you know, between you guys and the rest of the community. I'm just like your, you know, I'm nothing, really. Okay, guys, like, I'm nothing. I'm a kitten mom, and, you know, I do my best, and I'm trying really hard to change the face of our community and to get us some respect, you know, like we deserve to have, the genius freaking superheroes that we are, you know, and that's all I'm trying to do. I keep on saying this, and I really mean this. I am not out to make money on the community. That is not my deal. And that's all I have to say about that. So, what else? Like I said, these past 2 weeks I kind of shut down, and there was a lot of weed involved in it. It was 420, and I had planned for it, and my money was set, and, you know, it's not like it put me in any kind of financial danger or anything like that. And I'm not going to say it was good or bad. I mean, I'm just going to say it is. I really needed some time to recoup. The thing with Listenable kind of set me back on my heels. Oops, I said their name again. Anyway, and there was other stuff, neighbor stuff going on, that whole thing around Easter, which I'm still, like, trying to discern, like, what where the delusion and where the reality started, what the hell happened, and how to prevent it. And, I've really been thinking a lot about it, because it scares me that my brain can flip like that. There was another trigger in that. And the thing is, I had contacted that church that sent me away. It sent me away and then let me come home with, nothing. And that's where the whole retire the stigma started from. So thank you, the church, for screwing me, basically. But I had sent them something before Easter, kind of like a really bitchy little email thing to let them know how disappointed I was in them, and how let down I was by them, and how fraudulent I feel like they are. And again, this is my opinion only, in my opinion, my perception of, and so I directly sent them an email and stated this stuff, because that's what I do, you know, and it was eating me up, and it was Easter, and I just really feel like I wanted to clear the air. And there had been another incident that happened with a pastor from that church, which I don't want to get into this too much because I don't want to get in trouble, but kind of icky feeling about this dude, and the way, just an icky, I'm just going to leave it there, an icky feeling about this dude. And something had happened with a food box situation, and he asked me a question, and I answered him, and he rolled his eyes and ignored me. And I brought this up in the text too. And of course, they have to defend their own, right, and all that. So I'm just thinking, though, that this conversation and kind of a confrontation with the church might have tweaked my head a little bit too. And it all kind of makes sense, because it all makes sense in a way. If you've never had delusions, be grateful, because those of us that have them, and it's not like hallucinations. Hallucinations, I think, are a little bit easier to discern between reality and not. Delusions just are like such a free, smooth, like they fill in the dots, you know? And it's just kind of like, And then because, you know, my support system is so kind of non-existent at this time, I don't really have anything to check against what I think is happening. So it gets really confusing. I've learned to use my pets for inside stuff, like if I think somebody is in the house or lurping or something like that. The fact now that there's so many freaking little souls and four-leggeds in here, I feel really safe in here. Like, for sure somebody's going to alert me if there is something awry in the house. So we're good there. But, you know, some of the other stuff, I don't know, man. It's like, I've always had that weird, like, way too vivid imagination thing. And it's always been too easy for me to skew the lines between what is solidly real and what is possibly matrixy surreal, and how they flow together. And it's been really confusing for me my whole life. And so there's that. Okay. And I'm sure there's a medication that will fix that, that will give me some horrible side effect that will prevent me from taking the medication anyway. So for the time being, something did happen. That neighbor still has not contacted me since then. I still do believe that she called the sheriffs on me for a, freedom of speech thing about something I wrote on Facebook, which she took personally, even though I had blocked her and she wasn't my friend anymore, and it wasn't even about her, but she called the sheriffs on me and wanted me arrested for offending her is what I heard. I think that was all true. Anything else that conspired after that is shady, so I'm just gonna leave that there. I don't know. And, I'm being flat honest with you guys. I don't have to, like, tell you guys that, yeah, I'm seeing shit and I'm thinking stuff is going on that's not. However, it's part of it. And, you know, and I know I am not the only one that it happens to. And I want you all to know that it is as screwed up for me when it happens as it is for you when it happens. And I am hoping that you all have way more of a support system than I do, that can actually, like, just have some kind of, like, a safe word or a signal or something that you can, you know, pass with your close friend or, you know, whatever, your support system, and, like, a nonverbal cue where you can just, like, be, like, snap back out of it. The fact that she did betray me, and there, I guess there was really a lot going on. There was a lot of stress going on, and I guess I needed, like, this 2-week period of time to just kind of do nothing, and I mean, that's kind of really what I did. I've done some home renovation, a little bit here and there, and, you know, of course, walking the dog and stuff like that, but as far as, like, anything hardcore, like, anything, no. I guess I took a vacation. I mean, I don't know, but I don't know. It's just getting, there's still so much separation, and this, now it's not in the United States, okay, again, and, you know, since the election, and now the division is between the vaccine, and, well, so once we get past that, what is the division going to be on, you know, vanilla or chocolate? I mean, I'm just so tired of it, and COVID is real, guys. I mean, India, guys, my heart is breaking for you all right now, and there is nothing I can do to help you or your country except let you know that I empathize with you guys big time bad. The uncertainty and the unknowing and the loss and the grief. Yeah, I understand that. And my prayer, I hate even saying that because it's not a religious... I wish I could help you guys. I wish there was more that I could do. I wish I could help all y'all with this COVID thing. And all I can do is just stand with you all in support and hope that every one of us gets through it. I mean, I got vaxxed. Good, bad, ugly, I don't know. Everybody's telling me, you know, when the flu comes around next year, I'm basically dead meat. So, whatever. I mean, I could be dead meat today. I could go out and walk my dog and get hit in the head with a tree limb. I mean, right? So, it's all relative. Anyway, I've rambled on here for a really long time, and this was just supposed to be a short catch-up, and I think we're over 25 minutes now, so I guess we're going to call it on this one for now. I just want to say thank you all. My listeners are the best, and you all know it. Keep your capes hidden securely underneath your t-shirts. And hey, let's all stay alive, okay? This is Dawn Shireen. This is my podcast, Dancing with Bipolar. Hi, this is Dawn Shireen with Dancing with Bipolar, and I wanted to tell you why I chose Anchor to make my podcast. First, Anchor is the easiest way to make a podcast. They give you everything you need for free in one place where you can record with either your phone or your computer. Anchor gives you creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast so it sounds great. So just in case your baby starts crying or your dog starts barking or your neighbor is ringing your doorbell, you can edit that stuff out and make your podcast sound flawless. Anchor gives you distribution for free. Again, for free. It can be heard on every podcast distribution, including Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Breaker, Stitcher, etc. You can easily make money with your Anchor account with no minimum listenership. So, download the Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Again, start your own podcast with Anchor by downloading the app or going to anchor.fm to get started. Let me tell you, this is a piece of cake. This is Dawn Shireen from Dancing with Bipolar. Make your own podcast. Do it.